The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mishnah on Daf Tetzav and Aleph says, Kinidre Yerushalayim Nodar Benozer Mekarbin Uveshavua. Kinidre Ksheirim Loyim Raklom. If a person says a Loshen that they are making a nether the way Rishoyim make a nether, then that's a valid nether. However, if a person says a Loshen that he's making a nether the way Ksheirim make a nether, that's not a valid nether. The reason is because Ksheirim do not tend to make nedarim, and therefore if a person says such a Loshen that making a nether the way Ksheirim make a nether, that's not a valid Loshen for a nether. Now I just want to discuss an inyan that's very nageya lemaisa, that's really the places over here, the Rishonim and our on this Mishnah, and that is, like we're saying, that the Mishnah says that Ksheirim do not make Nedarim. And the Ramban is a very sadistic Ramban over here who summarizes the halachas of this Mishnah, and he says, V'shaminon meha, we can understand from our Mishnah, D'loi v'ile l'kosher l'minder or l'shavui midi. A kosher person, should not make a neder or shvu at all. Elok et d'boi l'mevad midi, afilu l'mitin zuzi la'anya, or afilu pigin shvuim u'kiyetabem, If a person wants to do a mitzvah, even to give tzedakah, or even a chashev mitzvah like a pidyon shvuyim, if he has the money, he should give it. And if not, Ramban continues to say, a person should be quiet until he knows quiet, meaning not make a nether, until he has the funds, and then he should just give it. But a person should not incorporate nedarim in his regimen of avodas Hashem. A person should be a man of action, not a man of words. That is what Ramban says over here, and this Ramban is quoted by Kamad al Rishonim. The Rosh over here brings down this Lashon, and the Rosh is Moisif, that he adds on to the Ramban, that even if they give, let's say you're in a tzibur by an appeal, where they're being paisik tzedakah barabim, everyone is agreeing to give tzedakah, and others people are making up to give money to tzedakah, and he's compelled, being in this group, to pledge something for tzedakah. The Rosh says he should say b'li neder. He's making this pledge b'li neder. And this Lashon of the Rosh and the Ramban that preceded it are brought down in the Torah, and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and that when a person makes by an appeal and he makes a pledge, he should make sure to say, he should make sure that it should be b'li neder. The Shach and brings down from the Prisha that what he explains what the Shulchan Aruch means when it says a person should be paisik, he should pledge without a nether, he doesn't mean that he should just not say that I'm making a nether to give the money. Rather, he means he should explicitly state that he's making his pledge that without a nether. So he's saying it, he's pledging b'li nether. And the reason is because since nidreitz mitzvah do not need a lashon nether, as long as a person undertakes to do a mitzvah and he verbalizes this, he expresses verbally this undertaking that he's undertaking to do a mitzvah, that itself is a nether, and therefore a person, when he agrees to give money, he should say so explicitly, b'li nether. Now, the Taz over here makes a diyuk, and the Ramban, and the other Rishonim that go in his path, that really, they speak out, the Ramban speaks out, that the only time a person should make a nether is if, let's say, he has a mitzvah that's mutal alav, a mitzvah that he's obligated to do, and he's afraid that he won't do it, then he's allowed to make a nether. So the Taz is medayik that he only says this lashon by a nether of a mitzvah shev gufay. He does not know this is something that a person is physically obligated to do, then he can make a nether to try and compel himself to do it, to make sure that he actually does it. But as far as tzedakah, a mitzvah shev emunah, a mitzvah where he's obligated to give his money, that the Taz medayik, a person should not do, even if he's afraid that he won't otherwise do the mitzvah. And the Taz explains because when it comes to money, people are very, very often will succumb to the temptations of the Yetzer, and they just won't give it. And therefore, a person should not obligate himself with the nether to give it, so Chas v'Shalom shouldn't come to violate his nether. Now, there's a very obvious question over here, which is, when we come to a shul, when the people get an aliyah, they make a misha beirach, And the Gabbai speaks out based on the Oila, what the Oila says, that he's giving a bracha, Bavur Shiitain, such and such an amount to the basic Knesset, basic Medrash, to Tzaka, whatever it is. And they don't say, most people do not say that they're doing so Buli Nezer. So the question is, what's Nezer to do that? Here we're saying, the Rishonim are saying that you're not allowed to be Mekabel upon yourself to do a mitzvah without saying Buli Nezer. Now, this really is not a new anhaga. This is a new trend that started in today's generation. This goes back hundreds of years. And really, we find, the first one that I found that discusses this is the Ritva. The Ritva wrote a pirush on the Ramban, and so he's going on this, the Ramban we just quoted, that a person, if he wants to give money to tzedakah, he should make sure to say Bli Nether. And the Ritva is bothered that in his days, they would already say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people would make Nidarim to tzedakah. They would promise to give tzedakah and Shem and Lama'or to give fuel for lighting and the basic Knesset, and they would not say Bli Nether. So the Ritva is bothered. He asked, how's it mutter to do such a thing? This Ramban says that a person should just give money to tzedakah. They should not make a nether to do a mitzvah. So the Ritva is miyash of the minig that he found in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in a very interesting way. He says, and really what he says really sheds light on the insight and the clarity that the people of his generation had. He says that people feel in that generation, they recognize on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's a time of tzara, it's a time of tremendous pressure. Those are days that the Sifrei Chaim Umesim, Suchim, Lefanov, those are days that a person's life hangs in the balance. And therefore, the people recognize that this is called an Eisar. Just like there's a halacha, that it's mutter to make a nether in an Eisar in order to be saved from the tzara, so too, this is the biggest Eisar when a person is actually being nida in a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's considered an Eisar. And therefore, to save oneself from this Eisar, it's mutter to make a nether. That's the first mahalach the Ritva says. Now obviously this mahalach only covers Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now the Ritva goes on to note that there are some kelis, even in his days, that they would make nedarim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they would make nedarim to support the poor people of their community. So he asks, how is that mutter? Tainach on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we understand that's called an Eis Tzara. But how could it be that on a regular Shabbos, a person should have a meheter to make a neder to do tzedakah? So the Ritva answers that the heter is that since the niyim are found in a tremendous matzav of doichik, it's very difficult for the niyim. So therefore, the gabai is allowed. So therefore, you're allowed to make a neder. That's one teretz, he says. And then he goes on to say another teretz, that apparently in his days, the Gavoyim would... So the Ritva offers two terutzim over here. The first teretz, he says, is that the heter to make an adarim on Shabbos and Yosef is because the next day, Sunday, the Gavoy would come over to whoever made the neder, and it would be very proactive. They would go over and they would forcefully approach the person, and there would be a tremendous sense of busha, of shame, not to give to pay up the neder that day. And in the case the person would not actually pay up that day, then it says the gavayim would be able to mitzi the money from him bizraya. In other words, they would be able to forcefully extract the person's pledge from the person and force him to pay up what he promised. So. That's one mahalach the Ritva says, and the Ritva offers another mahalach that since the niyim are b'doichak, since they're in a tremendously difficult situation, and if they would not make these nedarim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then the niyim would not have enough money. So therefore, the lashon is l'fichach saimchem l'hakol b'davar. We're saimchem l'hakol on this thing of making nedarim because of the tzar of the niyim. Now, so those are two approaches the Ritva has. Now, the first approach is quite easy to understand, that the whole problem of making a nether is we're afraid the person won't fulfill the nether. Over here, where there's a system that enables the gabbai to forcefully extract the money, so there's nothing to worry about. So therefore, it's mutter. That's the approach that we can understand. However, really we have to understand the second approach. This that he says that the niyam are in a difficult situation, that's matter to make a nether. I mean, since the mufursha is in the Shulchan Aruch to make a nether, how is it that a person can fulfill a mitzvah by being over on a mufursha din, or at least an eitah and haga brought down in the Gemara and all the paiskim? So, l'chayr to understand this, I think the pshat is that we could understand, based on the heter we find, by mutter lidar based tzara. In other words, partially we understand that the heter to make a nether when a person's in a difficult matzav is ki'ilu, the Rebbeinu is putting him in this matzav because he wants the person to make some sort of pledge. But I think we see from this ritzvah, the pshat is differently, that the whole iser to make a nether normally is because who asked you to make a nether? Just if you want to do the mitzvah, go ahead and do the mitzvah. What purpose is there in the nether? So if the purpose, so the pshat in the nether based tzara is, if I have a reason to make the nether, in other words, I want them in a shemayim, they should save me from whatever tzara it is, so then I have a heter, then I don't have to worry about the fact that maybe it won't fulfill the nether, because there's a reason to make the nether. So the tzvi on me for making a nether is mitigated, and I'm allowed to go ahead and do it. And so I think what we see from the tzva is that it's not just the person's own tzara that allows him to make the nether. Who is in if the niyam have a tzara and without this nether, the niyam may not get the salvation, the financial salvation they need, that also is a reason to make a nether. And that's also matter a person to make a nether, and that's what I think what the tzva means when he says that the tzara of the niyam is enough to matter to make nedar on Shabbos and Yontif. That is the approach of the tzva. Now, I think we understand, we can understand that these two atayim do not really apply today. I mean, certainly today, no gabbai is going to come publicly and forcefully demand a person that he should pay up his nether. I think a gabbai tried doing that, he would not be last as gabbai too long. He would offend way too many people way too quickly. And it's just beyond the pale. Today, people simply do not act in such a manner. So that heter certainly would not apply. And even the other heter that the niyam needed, the niyam are in an eis tzara, it's very hard to understand. Today, most of the time when we have a base medrash, it's hard to understand. Certainly there's nobody who's nimtzen eis tzara and any given appeal to say that eis tzara should matter making a nether b'rabim. A kavan is certainly not a nether to enhance a base medrash or other things like that. It's hard to hear that that's called an eighth tzara. So, this shayla, the achrayim discuss, like we said, this minig to make mishaberach has gone on for hundreds of years, and the achrayim discuss it. The Gilyam Arsha from Shlomo Eger on the Shulchan Aruch, Kinnir, he's bothered by this question. And he says, you should look at the Chedusha Yerashba in the beginning of Sechas Chulin that says that a nether for Niyam is a mitzvah of a choyva. That's what the B'Shoim Eger brings. And Pashas what B'Shoim Eger means to say is that he's trying to matzik the minig ha'olam that we make nedarim for tzaka. However, besides the fact that it's difficult to be soymech on this Da'at Yochid of the Rashba, against the Ramban, the Rosh, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, and all the Noisei Kelim, that none of them are mefakrik on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Rashba inside, the Tzmivur, the Rashba does not seem to be argued on these on the other Rishonim. The Rashba says, he brings down that there's a chilik between the nether of Karbonis and a nether of tzaka. He says, by a nether of karbonis, the person has, it's before that a person should not make a nether for karbonis, because he doesn't have to bring a carbon in the first place. So therefore, a person should not make a nether to bring the carbon. Whereas, by a nether for a niyam, which is it's a mitzvah of a chayva, since he has an obligation to give tzaka, there he could make a nether. And right after that, he says that kol shekein lifrish min iser is mutter. That kol shekein, if a person is afraid he'll be over an iser, it's mutter to make a nether. Pashtus, what the Ramban just means when he says that it's a mutter to make a neder to give money to an ani, what he means is al derech, like he says, lifresh minister. In other words, if a person is afraid that I'll be nisrashal from giving tzedakah, then a person has a right to make a neder to give tzedakah. But just willy-nilly, a person decides to go ahead and make a neder, so of course, why should he make a neder? A person should not stumble make the derm. To stop, assume that he's not afraid of going nishalin, who is in, he should not make a neder to stop himself, to force himself to give tzedakah. And that way there's no real machlekes between the Rashba and the other Rishonim. And really, if you look in the Ramban, in Maseches Chulin, beginning of Maseches Chulin, the Ramban says kemat the same thing as the Rashba. He also says mamish this lashon, that by chayva, by tzedakah, it's a mitzvah to make a neder. And now, I saw Rabbi Ayin Yafin in the Gaisan Ritzvah over here in the Sechs Nadarim, he asked, like a steer in the Ramban, that here he says you could make a neder for tzedakah. And whereas in Maseches Nadarim, he says you should not make a neder for tzedakah. So, and he blives Tzarachian. But according to what we're saying, it's very geschmack. The Ramban and the Rashba, when they say that you can make a neder for tzedakah, they don't just mean Stamazay to go make a neder for tzedakah. What they mean is that if a person is afraid he'll be nisrashal and not give the tzedakah, then he has a right to make a neder, just like he has a right to make a neder to compel himself to keep the rest of mitzvahs. Now, however, this much we could take out of the Rashba and the Ramban, is that they don't hold like the diuk of the Taz. The Taz we spoke out says that he makes a distinction between other mitzvahs and tzedakah, that he says by mitzvah shebegufah, if a person's afraid of being nisrashel, he could make a neder. Whereas by tzedakah, since it's b'mamaynai, and a b'mamaynai, a person is very likely not to fulfill what he said, so therefore a person should not make a neder even if he's afraid of being nisrashel. So this much we could see is that, at least from these Rishonim, we see klar that a person has a right to make a neder, even for tzedakah, if he's afraid that without the neder, he won't come to give the tzedakah that he should be giving. But that comes out. So it comes out as Lagavi the Misha Beirach, that the only person who has a right to make a Misha Beirach and not say Buli Neder, according to this tzara, only a person that's afraid that without the neder he'll be nisrashal and the neder will help him fulfill his obligation, then he would be allowed to make such a mishaberach without saying bli neder. Mirtz Hashem, in the next daf we'll discuss more what the contemporary Pais can say about how we make mishaberachs in our days.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.